Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I'm very pleased to welcome back to our studios one of my favorite guests of all times, the very talented Enrico Garzilli is here. Welcome back, Enrico.
Thank you so very much, Mike.
Nice to have you with us once again. We've had Enrico in the past as he's written shows that we've talked about. Let's see, we had Rage of the Heart, we had The Family, we've had other things you've been doing as a church a musical director, but here tonight we're going to be talking about the Smart Set, which is a relatively new, at least new to me, musical that you've written, correct?
Yes.
And that's going to take place at the Pier at Narragansett at the theater, the Narragansett Theater, this coming week. It's going to open Thursday for previews at 8 p.m. and then Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. show, and then Sunday, a 4 o'clock matinee. And we're going to find out a lot about the Smart Set tonight and the music that Enrico has written. But first, let's get a little bit of background for those of you that, the two of you that may not be familiar with that name, Enrico Garzilli. Just about everybody in this area is, certainly. He is a very talented musician. And let's go back in time, Enrico. You grew up in this area?
I grew up in Cranston.
Rhode Island, yeah.
Rhode Island, yes.
Yeah. So you're okay. You're a Rhode Islander. In Cranston, and music always a part of your life?
Absolutely, yes. I started singing very young and then went into piano and to organ and studied in Italy and continued with music there and just continued on.
There you go. And now, were your parents musical people?
My father was a wonderful singer. He sang in a barbershop quartet in the 1920s, which was great for this show. And my mother was a wonderful pianist as well. And they really loved music.
Now, does your name, Enrico, have anything to do with music?
No. I was named after my grandfather.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe, you know, we'd get some kind of scoop here. So your father sang in a barbershop quartet in the 1920s. Yeah. Wow. My father sang in a barbershop quartet in the 1940s. So there we go. It's interesting, the heritage of music and where the beginnings all started. Let's take people through a little bit of chronology of some of the things you've written. What was your first public production, if you will? Is that Rage of the Heart?
I believe it was Rage of the Heart, yes, as a musical. Mm-hmm. But before that, I had given many piano recitals, organ recitals, and choral conducting things. But as far as an original musical work, Rage of the Heart was the first one.
And that played in downtown Providence, I know, at the Vets Auditorium.
Right.
Brad Logan was involved, as I recall.
Right, wonderful voice.
Name from the past. And then along came something called The Family. Was that next, or was it something in between?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Which was done at PPAC.
At PPAC, yeah.
And that was a really terrific production with members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic and members from New England Conservatory. It was really very enjoyable to put that together.
And then
The Family.
The Family. Arlene Violet was involved with you on that.
Right.
Another famous Rhode Island name. So quite a history. And now the Smart Set. And let's bring people up to date. The Smart Set takes place in the 1920s. Give us a little background, if you will.
The background is, I think, really fascinating and interesting. I had given a concert in a beautiful apartment in Washington Square in New York, and it was hosted by Richard Nash, who wrote The Rainmaker and the musical adaptation 110 in the Shade. And after the concert in this very, very large living room, the hostess told me, she said, "One day, Enrico, I would like you to write about my friends." And her name was Josephine. I said, "Josephine, who are your friends?" And she said, Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald.
Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah.
So I thought, well, this is very interesting. I said, how did they become friends, Josephine? And she said, my husband was the referee at Madison Square Garden. And Scott and Zelda and that whole entourage would go to the fights.
Wow.
And so we all, we hung out together.
Hmm.
So that's how I started, the research on it. Although I knew some information about Scott Fitzgerald because of The Great Gatsby and Tender Is the Night. But it was very interesting hearing her firsthand accounts of Zelda, which made it very much come alive.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's called the Smart Set is twofold. One is that Fitzgerald wrote for a periodical called the Smart Set, which went for about 30 years at the beginning of the 20th century.
Hmm.
And also they were, Zelda and Scott were sort of like the fashion models of the 1920s, of the flapper age and the jazz age. In fact, it seems as if Scott Fitzgerald called the age the jazz age, and that's how it became known as such.
Wow. So this is obviously before the big crash and everything, and times were great. Everybody was happy.
Exactly.
And the roaring 20s, if you will. So does your production stay pretty historically correct, or is this more novelish?
I believe that it's as historically correct as one could make a musical. It just seemed, the chronology seemed to fit very well. The way it takes place is that Scott Fitzgerald has just finished The Great Gatsby. And he's beginning another novel. And he had these terrific friends, Gerald and Sarah Murphy, who lived in Europe and in Paris and also on the Riviera at a place called Cap d'Antibes. And one of the reasons they went to Cap d'Antibes, which is incredibly expensive right now, is that no one went to Cap d'Antibes in the summer. The English who did vacation, they vacationed in the winter, and then in summer went back to England.
Uh-huh.
So the Americans and their entourage took over Cap d'Antibes. And part of the entourage of the Murphys were Picasso, Stravinsky, and Cole Porter. So I thought, how terrific, writing a musical where Cole Porter and Stravinsky are on the same, the music of these two composers are on the same piano.
Wow.
And amazing. In and out of the same entourage. So it was a great inspiration for me.
Amazing, amazing. All right, we're going to get more background on the story, but I want to get to some music. You have written all of music for the show, obviously, and we're going to start off with this piece, which is, tell us about, is it just the opening?
It's near the very opening. It's Living Well is the Best Revenge. And this was Gerald Murphy's motto. They lived very well. They lived as friends and people that really loved to have a good time, loved one another. So this this piece is kind of captures the flavor of who they were.
Living well is the best revenge. Seize the day, seize the hour. Living well is the best revenge. Tell the world of our power. Companionship grows better with each passing day. It brings us joy like a fine wine. Share our souls when twilight's here, we never rose when we're with friends. Living well is the best revenge. Seize the day, seize the hour. Living well is the best revenge. Tell the world of our power. Tell the world on wings of friendship we'll fly high above the storm. Find a secret place that's safe and warm. Companionship, a kingdom.
we have some music to get us in the proper mood, and beautifully written by Enrico. This musical is going to be performed at the Narragansett Theater, which is down, obviously, in Narragansett at Pier Marketplace. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can go to brownpapertickets.com, or you can call 401-792-3539. And the show will be this coming Thursday for preview at 8 o'clock, June 8th. And tickets are only $20. I don't know how that's possible. And then Friday, Saturday, again at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, 4 o'clock matinee. And those tickets are $25. So check it out. Go to brownpapertickets.com. The Smart Set by Enrico Garzilli. And Enrico, let's get back to the storyline. What do you have for us next? Something about children, I think we talked about off air.
Yes. Gerald and Sarah Murphy, beside being very attentive to their friends, love their children very much. And much of the action of the musical takes place on a beach, which is Cap d'Antibes. So Gerald sings about the children and the lessons that the children are teaching him as he watches them play. And at the same time that he is watching the children, Scott Fitzgerald is watching Gerald and Sarah Murphy, and he's beginning his new work, which it becomes Tender as the Night, his great novel.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of The Smart Set, written by Enrico Garzilli.
I was watching children busy building castles on the sand, creating kingdoms while inventing their own magic land. Castle building, little artists making their own rules. Imagination, sand and ocean are their only tools. Children, they're only children, but yet they help us see what we possess when hearts are full and free.
Sculpting turrets, building bridges, singing all the while. Heads together, locked in friendship on their secret isle.
Children, they're only children, but yet their innocence speaks truth and trust with perfect eloquence.
These are memories they will turn to often in their lives, and amid life's daily turmoil, memory still survives.
Their tender lives will mold with care.
We'll do our best.
Our very best throughout the years.
Children, they're only children, and so we give them all. Is a priceless gift. Each is a priceless gift.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening, sitting and listening to music written by Enrico Garzilli and talking to Enrico about The Smart Set, his new production that's going to be opening up at the Narragansett Theater at Pier Marketplace in Narragansett this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll give you details on that in a few minutes. We've been listening to some of the music from the show, but the show hasn't happened yet, so the people you've been listening to aren't necessarily the people to be in the production, but the people in the production will be, he says with a raise in his voice to Enrico.
Yes. Ben Rose, who is a native of South County, is going to play Fitzgerald. And Marissa Dubiez is going to play Zelda, and she's from Cranston. Brian Kucher, who is also part of the University of Rhode Island program, music program,
mm-hmm.
and he was suggested to me by Rene De La Garza, who has a beautiful voice. And Reverend Sharon Key is playing Sarah Murphy. Tim Hoyt is playing Gerald Murphy. Kelly Lennon is playing Josephine White. And 9-year-old Luke Williams is playing Patrick Murphy.
Wow.
So we have a wonderful cast. They all have really terrific voices, and they're great to watch and to listen to.
No place for Rene De La Garza, though? I mean, you know, poor Rene. He just suggested he got left out. All right. Well,
okay. The next show.
All right, you'll have to write another one for him. Okay. As I mentioned, this is going to be taking place this week, so rehearsals are well underway and things are getting in line. And we want to continue with the storyline, which is a very interesting story, and tell us what comes next chronologically.
Yes. The next piece is entitled Tell a Good Lie. It's a strange-sounding title, but Fitzgerald is a fictionist. He makes up stories, and he made up a magnificent story on The Great Gatsby. And he's working on a new novel called Tender is the Night. And he's reading the romantic poets like Keats and Byron and Shelley, looking for inspiration, because the novel turns out to be very romantic. And he has a bit of writer's block, and he regrets the fact that Gatsby was not a commercial success. It was a critical success. T.S. Eliot thought it was a great novel. But when we look at The Great Gatsby today, we think back at, you know, Fitzgerald as being this very wealthy, privileged novelist that words came very easily to him. And in this song, he's describing the difficulty and challenges that he has. And one of his challenges was alcohol. And he had to write through it and try to come up with the words that seemed to be beyond him at this point.
Good luck.
At least you'll fool yourself.
And as our storyline progresses, what comes next?
Yes. This next piece is entitled Save Me the Waltz, and it's sung by Zelda. While Scott Fitzgerald is working on his novel, he's almost kind of like not paying very much attention to Zelda. And a French aviator is paying her a lot of attention. And it becomes kind of a triangle where the French aviator is seeking her affections. And also, he's a bit of a con man. He thinks that she's rich. And mm-hmm. that Fitzgerald is rich because the Murphys are very wealthy. He's mistaken. And she begins to be confused by her emotions. And she sings a song entitled Save Me the Waltz.
Enrico, I think we can change moods a little bit with this next piece. Just before we take our commercial break, tell us about this one.
This is entitled The Smart Set. And it's a dance. It's basically a Charleston. I created the dance because I don't know of any dance called The Smart Set. But it's done at the Villa America, which was the opening of the Gerald and Sarah Murphy's new home at Cap d'Antibes. It's a party dance, so everybody's in tuxes and beautifully dressed in 20s costumes.
All right, so everybody get your costumes out, get ready to listen to this, and stand up in your living rooms, or if you're driving in your car, pull over, because you're going to be dancing after this one. We'll listen to it, then take a short break, and be back with more of Enrico Garzilli.
Welcome. The best of times is before you. Our doors will always be open. I'll show you what you can do. When I feel I've lost my slow to reawaken, I learn the latest stuff.
Do the smart set, while on your feet, do the smart set, while in your seat, do the smart set, on any street. A strong intoxication, I learn the latest trick.
When I'm tired of my old job and need something enriching, I wear the latest bob. Do the smart set, out in the rain, do the smart set, while on a plane, do the smart set, down any lane. Do the smart set, while in your car, do the smart set, on any star, do the smart set, wherever you are.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Enrico Garzilli, and we're listening to music that he has created for the show called The Smart Set, which is going to be presented this week at the Narragansett Theater, Pier Marketplace in Narragansett. And if you'd like to get tickets for this show, you can go to brownpapertickets.com, check out the Smart Set, and you can buy tickets, get information there, or you can call 401-792-3539. We've listened to quite a bit of music, and we've been listening to the story as it goes along, and I guess we're going to get into Act 2 now, and I should advise you that we have listened to some music, but it's a small portion of what you're going to hear if you go to the show. We're obviously playing some highlights, but if you want to hear the whole thing, got to buy the tickets, right, Enrico? Got to get in the seats. We've got to fill it up.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're into Act 2, and what's going to happen now?
This next piece is entitled What's a Girl to Wear? And Hemingway gives the Murphys a present, and the present that he gives them is Josephine White, who is a singer and a dancer, and she's going to sing this song as she dresses in front of the audience.
Oh.
Dresses to the nines, and it's sung on this recording by Kelly Lennon, who is going to be in the production and sing this in the production as well.
Excellent. Here we go.
Can wear. I see myself dolled up from head to toe. Sequin hat, satin shoes, silky hose to chase away the blues. It's glamour, excitement, it's new. Girl to wear, what's a girl to? When I dab a little perfume on my here and there, and dust a little powder on my nose, I can refuse pearls and rings, pretty things to chase away the blues. It's glamour, excitement for you. Doing it all for you, doing it all for. I'm always ready for someone steady. I wanna follow with an honest heart. Let's get the rhythm right before. my way. When I think of all the lovely things you'll see me wear, I'll slowly run my fingers through your hair.
This production is going to not only be featuring some great voices, but you have a live band or orchestra, and going to be conducted by a rather famous Rhode Islander.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mark Colosi is the music director for the show, and we'll have the band will consist of a marvelous instrumentalist to accompany the singers. So it would, you know, be an added feature from what we're listening to right now.
Excellent, excellent. It's always good to be able to use live musicians, because I hate it when the musicians are dead. But but it does add a lot versus a recording that everybody is just singing to. So that's very nice, and I'm sure Mark is a great talent and going to be a great asset to this production. Let's go along with our storyline. We just found out what a girl is wearing. What's happening now?
The party is now over.
Uh-huh.
And Zelda and Josephine and Sarah are looking at the room and seeing what the party what the party was like, the aftermath of the party. It's called When the Party's Over. It's sort of funny. It's a parody, okay. But it's a three women trio.
Okay.
Party's over and the guests have all gone home. When the crystal's broken and there's wet wine on the rug. When the walls are splattered with champagne and caviar. When asked how it did happen, it's dismissed with just a shrug.
When the party's over, you forget you've lost your way. You hope you haven't done all that is reeling through your head. You wonder if tomorrow you can ever last the day. You second guess your judgment, it's no wonder you're not dead.
To fall, so you trip and stumble over bodies in the hall. You struggle for composure, brush yourself off from the floor. You look around for freedom, but you cannot find the door. The cockatoo is flying round the room without its tail. The cat is licking vodka that's been poured in someone's shoe. There's salmon in the goldfish bowl and roses soaked in ale. When asked how it could happen, I'm a bit of fondue.
Calls that someone you love is crying.
guess if the party's over, what's left? reflection, I presume.
Yeah, it's reflection. And Gerald and Sarah Murphy reflect on their lives. They were very generous to their friends. They gave Fitzgerald and Zelda money to keep writing. Mm-hmm. They gave Hemingway money to continue. He was just at the beginning of his career. They entertained very generously and were extremely good to their children. So they're kind of like the moral center of the show. And in this next number, they sing Now and Forever.
What's to be? We'll turn our losses upside down. We'll beat the odds, pledging to strive for victory.
Now and forever, my future will be you. We'll forge a new beginning, make everything turn new.
And if our days are filled with rain, we cannot doubt that we'll succeed.
We'll overcome each problem as we face the world, trusting we'll have all that we need.
Now and forever, my future will be you. We'll forge a new beginning, make everything turn new.
Life will never be our foe if we learn to be its friend.
We'll take each moment to our hearts and never let go,
proving our magic will not end.
Moments with you go by so quickly, each day brings lasting memories that time cannot erase.
We have time for a couple more pieces. This next one is called The Trio. Tell us about this.
It's the inevitable coming together of Scott Fitzgerald, Zelda, and Edouard the Aviator. Edouard is trying to convince Zelda that she should go away with him and no longer stay with her husband. And, of course, Scott is trying to convince Zelda to stay with him and that he truly loves her. So it's the kind of culmination of the triangle among them.
All right.
Please believe me when I say I'm sorry.
Get along, fly away with we'll start another life, a life with no regret. Fly away with me tonight, your dreams will all come true. There's magic in my love, the love I have for you.
Amazing story, Enrico. Thank you so much for coming in tonight, sharing that with our audience, and hopefully everybody will get out to Narragansett. And if you'd like information, you can go to brownpapertickets.com, find out everything you want to know about The Smart Set by Enrico Garzilli. It's going to start on Thursday night with previews at 8 o'clock, then Friday and Saturday again at 8 o'clock, and then a Sunday matinee at 4 p.m., at the Narragansett Theater, Pier Marketplace in beautiful Narragansett, Rhode Island. Thanks so much, Enrico, for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see you again.
Yes, I've really enjoyed this very, very much, Mike. Thank you.
It's an amazing story, and I hope everyone turns out to see it. We have one more piece of music. Tell us what that's going to be.
This piece is entitled No One You Ever Love Is Gone, and it comes from a letter that Hemingway wrote the Murphys when they were faced with some very deep challenges. He also wrote Scott Fitzgerald the same kind of meaning, where he says that life breaks everyone in some way, but in those broken places we can heal and become stronger. So this play is really about the love that they all had for one another, the love that they had for their children, and the meaning of life that is surrounded by their love.
Excellent. Hope to see you all at the Smart Set at Narragansett Theater in Narragansett. Until then, I'm Mike Maino. See you next time on Conducting Conversations.
No one you ever love is gone. Their dreams will always be in you. They're a part of every heartbeat, part of everything you feel and do.
No one you ever love is gone. This song will always be as new. The years cannot diminish the meaning of the love they hold for you.
No storm can harm what's in your heart.
A part of everything you feel.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.